everyone. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. 大家加油！这个周末就要过年了，再撑一下下就可以大鱼大肉吃到饱，回家和家人团聚，然后好好休息。今天呢，就来讲一个比较轻松有趣的主题，也就是麦当劳。Do you guys like to eat McDonald's? Well, for me personally, I was a big fan of McDonald's. I used to have it 3 or 4 times a week. My friends even got me a McDonald's gift card for my birthday. 我之前真的太常吃麦当劳了，我同学还送我出值900块的麦当劳点点卡当作生日礼物。I like McDonald's because it's fast and convenient, and it's junk food that tastes good, even though I know it's bad for my health. But I haven't eaten McDonald's that much recently because I have been trying to be a bit more healthy, and McDonald's meals are actually quite expensive compared to other food I can get here in Taipei.Anyways, today's video is titled What McDonald's Menu Items Look Like Around the World. It shows us a wide variety of items that are only found on the menus of certain countries. 看今天的影片口水都要流出来了，大家要吃饱一点再来看。For now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. It's stuffed with black sticky rice and young coconut that oozes when you bite into it. Slower again.It's stuffed with black sticky rice and young coconut that oozes when you bite into it. 发音的部分我们首先来看到头两个字 It's stuffed. It's stuffed. 这里可以连音连起来然后 stuffed 这个字的 T 发的是 D 的音字尾的 ED 呢则是因为前面是无声子音 F 而发成 T 的音 Stuffed. Stuffed.再来看到 sticky 这个字 sticky 的 T 发的也是 D 音要特别注意如果是 S 后面加上无声子音像是 ST, SP, SC 这些无声子音呢都要转为有声还有 sticky 这个字它的 I 发的是短音 I 结尾的 Y 则是比这个 I 再长一点点 sticky, sticky 接下来看到 coconut 这个字Coconut, 它的重音放在第一音节然后第一个 O 发的是 O 的音第二个 O 则是发 呃的音 Coconut, coconut 再来看到 oozes oozes 的 OO 发的是长音 oozes, oozes 然后最后的 bite into bite into 这边可以连音然后 bite结尾的 T 音呢不需要 T 出来只要轻轻的用舌头顶住前排牙齿就好了 Bite into Bite into 那抑扬顿挫的部分今天的句子其实不长但是如果真的需要吸气的话可以在 and 的前面稍作停顿来吸口气那在讲到两个馅料的时候呢都可以语气上扬像 black sticky rice 上扬呢是因为后面还要再接另外一个馅料而 young coconut 后面则是还要再接补充说明的 that 子句那到句子的结尾呢再把语调向下来表示要结束了好的那现在就来看看我们今天要学习的重点单字第一个单字是 stuff Stuff 它是动词意思是装满填满塞满像是 The little boy stuffed his pocket with candy 小男孩把口袋塞满了糖果那在煮饭啊料理上 stuff 则是指填料或是填馅像是 Mom stuffed the potatoes and sprinkled some cheese on them before putting them into the oven妈妈将马铃薯塞满了馅料并撒上一些起司然后再放入烤箱那你在煮饭的时候塞到肉或是青菜或是根茎类食物里面的馅料呢英文就叫做 stuffing stuffing 今天的第二个单字我们来看到 sticky sticky 动词 stick 是黏住它是不规则动词三态变化是 stick stuck stuck 那例句有 I stuck a band-aid on my wound 我在伤口上贴上 OK 绷 OK 绷的英文呢就是 band-aidBand-aid 那 sticky 则是 stick 的形容词形态意思就是黏的 有粘性的，像是 Someone left a message on my desk with a sticky note. 有人在我桌上用便利贴留言 Sticky note, 黏黏的纸条，也就是我们所说的便利贴 Sticky note. 那 sticky 也可以表示困难的或是棘手的。For example, we have found ourselves in a sticky situation where we have gone over our budget. 我们陷入了超出预算的窘境。今天的第三个单字，我们来看到 ooze, ooze 这个字的拼法看起来很有趣 ，ooze, ooze， 它是个动词，意思是渗出、冒出或是分泌出，就是液体慢慢的从很小的孔洞流出来的感觉。像是 The lava cake on the table is oozing with liquid chocolate. I can't wait to dig in. 这个熔岩蛋糕不停流出巧克力酱，我等不及要开吃了。哦，听起来超好吃的，口水都要流出来了呢。那这个例句里面的 dig in 是动词片语，意思就是开吃，就像是把桌上的食物挖一挖送到嘴巴里面一样。还有 ooze 呢，也可以抽象使用，像是 Upon seeing her long lost child, she put on a smile that oozes happiness. 她一看到常年失散的孩子，便露出了满意喜悦的笑容。还有 ooze 字首的音听起来就有那种黏黏的东西流出来的感觉，那口语上呢就可以用 ooey gooey ooey gooey 这个字来形容黏黏稠稠有点恶心但又很令人满足的东西，像是前阵子很流行的史莱姆 slime 就可以用这个字来形容。最后一个字我们来看到 bite，它是动词，意思是咬，还要特别注意它是不规则动词，三态变化是 bite, bit, bitten。 那来看看例句， Snow White passed out after she bit into the apple. 白雪公主咬了苹果后便昏倒了。动词片语 pass out 的意思就是昏倒，而 bite 其实也可以当作名词使用，意思就是一口或是一口咬的量。那上一个例句呢，其实也可以讲成这样， Snow White passed out after she took a bite of the apple. 这边来补充一个动词片语， bite the dust. Bite the dust 字面上翻咬一口土灰，其实就是指重重倒在地上，或是毙命，或是指完蛋。像是 One of the racers tripped and bit the dust， 其中一位跑者绊倒并重重摔在地上，或是 His modeling career almost bit the dust when an accident ruined the appearance of his face， 他的脸部因意外而受伤后，模特儿生涯几乎完蛋了。Queen 皇后合唱团就有一首歌叫做 Another One Bites the Dust， 又另外一个人倒下。这首歌的 bassline 很有趣，副歌又很 catchy 洗脑。In the first verse, the song sets up a scene where a guy is on his way to a gunfight. However, the second verse turns to a romantic relationship in which someone was mistreated and ended up brokenhearted. The chorus can be applied to both situations.Another one bites the dust 可以指很多人中枪倒地，也可以指很多人都被某一个人伤透了心。 It's an interesting song, you guys should go check it out. But now, let's go through today's sentence one last time. It's stuffed with black sticky rice and young coconut that oozes when you bite into it. Sounds so delicious that my mouth is watering and I want to have some!Well, among all the items mentioned in today's video, the one I want to try the most is India's spicy meg paneer, which is fried cheese with lettuce and spicy sauce. 而且啊，我们常吃的起司猪排堡还有玉米浓汤，只有台湾的麦当劳有诶，这两个都是我去麦当劳很喜欢吃的东西。That's it for today's episode. What's your go-to meal when you eat at McDonald's? And what foreign McDonald's item do you want to try the most? Leave a comment and share it with us. And don't forget to record your own pronunciation challenge. See you next time. Bye!